Would you like, I was thinking, let's see, how are the residential properties in El Paso divided from one another physically? There's something that stands between
each. A property line?
Yeah, but on the property line is usually what?
A wall or a fence? Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, uh-huh. What do they usually build them out of?
Now, these are built out of the rock from the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And mortar.
Mm-hmm. So you usually refer to them as what kind of wall?
Rock wall.
Rock wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what we call them, rock wall. Some people have brick walls, but you know, I think they the rock that we have. No, that's the rock out on the in our front yard. Have you noticed? It's, you know, we have the rock rather than grass,
mm-hmm.
and that came from Sierra Blanca.
Oh, huh.
And for some reason, they were mining this mountain, and I think they used as much as they could by the time they moved here. And they were bringing some of the rock from Sierra Blanca. And I really, I think it's attractive.
Oh,
can you see it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very nice. No, we have a lot of that on our side, too.
You do?
Yeah.
And we have grass lawn, you know, in the back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the front, we have, and then we have some shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's easier to, you know, it's easier to take care of, and when we're out of town.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't require care the way a lawn would.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to keep a front lawn in
mm-hmm.
El Paso. What other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso? In terms of style or construction.
Oh, and brick? You mean brick homes?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And adobe?
Yeah.
We lived in an adobe house.
Oh, those are nice.
Growing up, uh-huh. And I think I told you, didn't I, that our house had been a saloon.
Right,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the walls were 2 feet.
The saloon was made out of adobe.
Adobe. Mm-hmm.
How nice. Yeah.
And, well, at that time, they probably had no other building materials here. And it was 100 years old, I think I told you,
mm-hmm.
when we were living here.
Wow.
It was 100 years old.
It's
because I remember
well.
When we sold our house and Mom and Daddy moved to...
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had quite a bit of property around the orchard, so they built a house on what we call the high ground, and we sold, had a salesman, Mr. Miller, who took care of the sale of the house,
mm-hmm.
and he said he couldn't believe it was 100 years old. He said, I've never seen a house as clean as this one. To be 100 years old, he couldn't believe it.
Really? Well. Now, your fireplace, the smoke goes up
the chimney?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the black stuff inside the chimney
yes.
is
soot.
Uh-huh. And the what's left over after
ashes.
A fire burns.
Ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the big log that you put on a fire? Do you have a special name for that log? Or?
No, I don't think so. We just call them logs.
Okay. And how about the little pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm.
I know about that because when I was growing up, we had nothing but a fireplace to heat our whole house.
Oh, your whole house. My goodness.
Whole house. And we were rugged individuals. My father made us that way because, you know, he didn't like anything. I don't think he liked anything artificial. And we later got a heater, but most of the time we were growing up, we had one fireplace in the living room, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I tell you, and we had a water heater that was connected to a wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And when we used the stove for cooking, the water was heated. And I tell you, I remember going to Missouri to visit my grandparents, and they had hot water to wash their hands in, and I thought, this is the most luxurious feeling I have ever had, to have hot water to wash my hands in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and to wash my face and my hands. Oh, I felt wonderful. I never will forget how good it felt. Because we had a...